Jackie Lee. JackieLeaks.com. Facebook. Jackie Lee for Council. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in rural central Saanich for 18 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am a veterinarian and small business owner. I built my own veterinary clinic, Capital Cat Clinic, which has now been in operation for 11 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. Elected School Trustee, Peace Wapiti School Board, Alberta. Worked to get capital funding to replace a junior high school. Member of the Salary Negotiating Committee for the School Board for the local teacher's contract. Chair of the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association Animal Welfare Committee. Provided feedback to government on draft animal transport legislation. Parent Council Chair, Daycare Board, SPCA Board. Volunteer Continuing Education Seminar Organizer for Victoria Veterinarians. Why are you running? What's your motivation? A neighbor said to me the only place you can really make a difference is local. I would like to see the views of the majority of Central Saanich residents reflected in the decisions of council. I would like to improve transparency so that when a motion is voted on, the official record, minutes, lists the names of councillors who vote for the motion. At present, at Central Saanich, only those who vote against are listed by name. I would like Central Saanich to be a place where mitigations and covenants, granted to neighbors concerned about new developments, would be meaningful and permanent through subsequent changes in council. What are your top three issues? Preserving the rural and small town character of Central Saanich, as that is why most people live here. Affordable housing, with enough parking, where it does not alter the existing character of the district. Many residents have said that they would like their adult children to have a chance at living here and have expressed support for more carriage homes, cottages and secondary suites, as well as some small-scale infill development. Promote climate initiatives such as the use of trees and shrubs to reduce energy consumption in commercial and residential buildings. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A community that still has a rural and small town feel with above-average public spaces and trails, and where careful municipal planning results in increased parkland and treed, shaded public green space. Where small businesses are well supported by residents and council. Where those with accessibility issues at all stages in life feel not just welcomed but also planned and provided for in terms of access to parks, public buildings and businesses. Where Saanich Peninsula Hospital is well supported and continues to provide the same spectrum of care. Lastly and very importantly, a community that is still protected from uncontrolled densification by the urban containment boundary. What's one big idea you have for your community? Playgrounds present significant accessibility challenges due to gravel and wood chip surfaces or lack of pathway access. I am concerned that children with accessibility issues have very limited accessible playground space in Central Saanich. I would like to see a large-scale accessibility playground in Central Saanich with picnic tables around so that all of the children can visit the playground with their families. I have visited a playground like this in Calgary and it was very life-affirming.